An extraordinary film about birds is making its way around the country. Winged Migration tells a familiar story, the seasonal migration of birds from north to south and then back again. But it tells the story from a bird's eye view. 14 cinematographers in a variety of aircraft got as close as humanly possible to birds in flight. NPR's Lynn Neary spoke with the director about how they did it.
Jacques Perrin, known for producing and acting in films such as Z and Cinema Paradiso, has more recently turned his eye toward nature with films about monkeys, insects, and the Himalayas. Now he takes us into the world of migrating birds.
They fly, often thousands of miles, beset with danger for a single reason: to survive. Their migration is a fight for life.
It took 4 years and more than 450 people to film Winged Migration. The cinematographers followed migrating birds all over the world. And at moments, the pictures they shot seem almost unreal. You can see the birds' eyes as they soar through the sky. You hear them panting and beating their wings as they push themselves closer to their destination. And when they stop for a rest, you can almost feel their sense of exhaustion. It's as if the photographers actually became birds. And in a way they did, says Perrin, because while all the birds in the film are wild, about half of them were conditioned to follow the filmmaker's aircraft.
When the birds, they are very little, we habituate the animal of our presence. Oh. So when we are very little, when we walk in the country, they work near us. Well, after 2 months, when we take a car, they follow the car. When 3 months, we take our little aircraft, our ultralight, they follow us.
But the true key to the film, says Perrin, was patience. The entire first year, he says, was little more than a learning experience.
We discover the first year each kind, each piece of bird fly with a particular way. That means for each kind of birds, we were obliged to create some aircraft special. And we have more or less 7 or 8 kind of aircraft: balloon, parachute, ultralight. So many difference, because some birds fly at the speed of 40 kilometers hours, others 100 kilometers hours. At each time, it's another machine. That's also the what can be fascinating to make a movie about nature and birds. You don't know how you can do. Nothing exists at the moment you begin the movie. So you must build, you must create all things. And I like that.
So you're saying, as we say in English, you're saying you were learning by doing. As you did it, you had to learn how to do it.
Yes, absolutely. Because the birds fly very well, but we were not flying very well. And after the second year, yes, you understand. But it's you understand things very slowly, day by day. And one day you are up the clouds and you fly very near them. And I must say that I never saw one technician says me, "Oh, you know, it was extraordinary. We were at 3,000 meters." No. They say nothing, and they just really, they just cry, because it's so beautiful, and it's another world, another space in our planet, and it's a very emotional moment. But when you go with the birds, you sense, I am like a bird, and you are not afraid. And it was also the difficulty for us, because when we think too much we are like the birds, We don't take enough precaution, and some accident happen. It's very, we must think always, I'm not a bird, I am a man, you know.
I wanted to ask about one more specific scene I was curious about, and that was in the Amazon. You have a shot of these beautiful parrots flying down down the river, and then a boat comes along with caged animals, including some other beautiful parrots, and one of them escapes. And I wondered if that was a scene where perhaps you staged that, or did that really happen?
That's happened really in the movie. You know, if I do that scene, you know, it was because the parrots, they are not migrators. They don't make a long travel. They remain always in the same area. I wanted to say some animals make some kind of migration because human traffic.
The selling of wild birds is only one way that humans are shown interfering with their survival. In one of the most startling scenes in the movie, a flock of soaring birds is suddenly plucked from the sky by hunters.
When you hunt an animal, and one bird, at the moment you kill him, he has 3,000 kilometers behind him. He has another 3,000 kilometers in front of him, and you are quiet. You are with your guns. It's a beautiful morning, and you shoot the life. It's not only the birds. It's also the force of the representation, of the symbolism of the life, the fly of the birds.
What was the most amazing thing that you learned about birds during this whole process? Was there one thing in particular?
The thing, the most important I discover, and all the crew, all my co-director with me, what we discover, it's another thing. It's not only the beauty of the flight. It's the courage, the energy, the volonté to survive. It's incredible when you think when you have 10,000 birds, they go from the North Pole to the Africa, maybe only 40% arrive. It's a terrible trial. And for that, we are very, very impressed. I must say, what is it, our movie? I will say it's a kind of homage to the birds.
Jacques Perrin is the director of the new film, Winged Migration. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Joe Palca.